It is 8:06 here at AM 1340 KXCO and Mixed Country 96. Glad to be joined this morning by Nick Larson, Superintendent for Community R6. Thanks for coming in, Nick. You're a little under the weather. We appreciate you coming in, and we'll try to make it quick so you don't have a coughing fit. How about that?
Yeah, if I can get through this whole thing without coughing, that'd be a miracle. But yeah, thank you so much for having us on.
Not a problem. Now, you've still got the bond issue that we want to talk just a little bit about, because the election's coming up in under a month, about 3 weeks, 2 weeks away on the 4th of April. What is it? And what is it going to do for the district?
Yeah, so we talked about this last time, but Prop Kids is our bond issue, is what we're calling it. It's a $1.1 million no tax increase bond issue. The lion's share of the money is going to address some pretty serious roofing needs within our district. We have some pooling and some leaky spots in our roof that we need to get back under warranty. We're also going to do some safety and security things, door replacements. We got some original doors from the 1950s building that are starting to rust out. And then if you've ever been to our parking lot, whenever it rains, we can have pretty substantial water. So we're going to drain tile some of that stuff. Also looking to do some classroom upgrades and kind of a myriad of other things with that money, stretching it as far as we can.
Sure. And kind of along with that, you're planning for the bond issue, but you're also working on your comprehensive school improvement plan too, right?
Yeah. So over the last 2 weeks, we've had two meetings. We hired Kevin Daniels and Fired Up Consulting. Kim Gaines, the previous superintendent at North Shelby, has been helping run our CSIP meetings, and she's done a fantastic job. Basically, what we do is we survey the stakeholders, survey the students, survey the staff, and look at what we're doing really well, which we're doing a lot of things really well, and look at some things that were areas of concern and try to address those. You know, last week the state released the APR scores under the new metric, and a lot of us in the area saw our APR go down a little bit, but that doesn't really change anything for us because we're looking to improve every day. So really just looking at those strengths, trying to make sure that we're still taking care of people. You know, we're a small rural school. We want to be that family atmosphere where people want to send their kids, and then being the best academic institution that we can as well. So we've got another meeting coming up tomorrow night. That's our third, and then I believe we have to have a fourth, but we don't have a date for that yet. It's been some long hours and long nights, but I really appreciate everybody on that team working hard to get that work done for kids.
Well, and, you know, there is another issue that kind of impacts not just rural districts, but pretty much all districts. You want to touch on that just a little bit this morning?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of controversial right now, but open enrollment is something that's very difficult for us to navigate. It passed through the House last week. I believe it needed 82 votes to pass. It got 85. Hopefully that can get held up in the Senate. That's something that'll have major impacts on, like you said, not just rural school districts, but all school districts throughout the state. There's kind of a couple ways to look at it. If you are an underperforming rural school district, you're worried about getting shut down because kids leave your district and you don't have enough kids to stay operational, and it kind of starts that consolidation process. I truly believe in my heart that at Community we have a great school district, and so if some kids are trying to enroll in our district, we don't have anywhere to put them. So the reason this problem becomes a bigger issue, then you have to pass a bond issue to add on to your building. Well, the people that you are adding the space for cannot vote on your bond issue. So it's a real headache, and something that I think probably needs a little more thought put into it before we pull the trigger on something like that.
That makes perfect sense. Now, speaking of doing well, athletics have done very well as per the norm at Community R6. Let's talk about how they've done and what you've got coming up.
Yeah, we're really fortunate there. Our boys and girls basketball teams just finished up a couple weeks ago. Our girls were lucky enough to win the district, or not lucky enough. They worked their tails off. They won the district, and then unfortunately lost in the sectional game to a very good St. Elizabeth's team, who played Meadville in their next round, and they lost to Meadville before Meadville won the whole thing. So very competitive area for girls basketball, and another nice season for them. And as we transition, you know, there's no rest for the weary in high school athletics. We started baseball and track a couple weeks ago. Baseball opens up, I believe, next Tuesday with Wellsville, and track and field open up next Tuesday at Montgomery. With the addition of sixth graders to junior high athletics, our junior high track team, I believe, has 36 kiddos out there running. So
wow.
That's awesome. A real testament to Caitlin Fennewald and how hard she works getting those kids involved. So thank you to her for that.
So you're saying Bob Curtis kind of pushes the girls' basketball team just like you would push your own kids, right?
I think we try to make sure that every kid is successful as possible. And I think personally something that separates Coach Curtis. He's created a culture of success. So sometimes our girls might not be the best five on the court, but they don't know that.
That's
and,
right.
And that means a lot.
It does.
They think they can win every game they play, and sometimes you beat some teams you shouldn't when you have that faith. And so that's a kudos to Coach Curtis and the girls that have went through this program before the girls that are there now. They've established that culture of success.
And they have gone on to success post-high as well. So a lot of them have.
Yes, yeah. So. You know, we got Natalie Thomas playing down there at William Woods right now. Mm-hmm. I see some stuff posted on Twitter about her, and she's not the only one, but that's a local one that we still hear quite a bit about.
Absolutely. Now, I gave you a homework assignment last month when you were in, so what is the last day of school this time?
Yeah, you know, that was embarrassing as the superintendent. What's the last day of school? I had no idea. Our last day of school is May 24th. I actually asked my wife that. She informed me what the last day of school was. So May 24th is when kids will wrap up out at R6.
So we know who runs the Larson House.
100%. There's no doubt about it.
That's, you know, you're not the first person to say that. So yeah. It's okay. What else? Was there anything else that we haven't touched on that you want to this morning?
No, I think, you know, it's Board Appreciation Week. So anytime you get a chance to shout out your Board of Education members, they do a great job of making sure Community R6 is a place that people want to be. And so I want to take a moment to thank them for their service. You know, sometimes it's some long nights and some arduous meetings, but I truly believe they have the best interest of kids at heart. Whenever I interviewed or whenever I talked to anybody about public education, I truly believe the only litmus you need to make a decision is this what's best for kids? And I believe that they embody that, and we think about every decision we make and how it will impact all students, not just my student. And I really appreciate that.
Very good. Couldn't have said it any better myself. And you survived without a coughing fit.
Yeah, thank you.
You are more than welcome. Nick Larson, thanks so much for taking time out of your day to be with us this morning. And we will do it again next month.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you.